So take the foil and create something totally new from it. All right? Reshape it into an airplane or an animal or a hat. Can we have three up here? Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. I don't want to give you too many ideas because I don't want to just tell you what to make. But you can make whatever you want. All right? Airplane, animal, hat. Whatever you feel God's calling you to create. I'm going to give you just a few minutes to do that, and then I'll continue at that point. If you're listening on the radio or on the internet, why don't you go to the kitchen and grab some aluminum foil yourself and tear off a piece and create something new. Don't forget our balcony folks as well. They're just pining for some aluminum foil. In the first service, I called it tin foil, and I realized that dated me. I thought it was interesting that Danielle had the Play-Doh, since I was doing this today. Yes. Cheryl, do the folks on the in the balcony have foil? Awesome. Okay. Now, I know those in back and in the balcony have just gotten their foil, but just to move along here, once you have created your foil, all right, whatever it is that you've shaped with your foil, I want you to move together with, say, 3 to 5 people, like we did a couple weeks ago, and I want you to, if you need to, share what your aluminum foil is, all right? So share your new creation, if necessary. Now, if I was doing it, I would have to tell other people what it was. But I know all of you probably don't have to do that. So gather together, 3, 4, 5, 8 people, and talk about your creations for just a few minutes. Cool. What is it? All right, you're supposed to, up there in the balcony, you're supposed to create before you talk. All right. Now, here's what I want you to do. Stay together as a group. Stay together as a group. All right? Now, I would like you to join with your group, and I want you to create something new out of each other's foil. So join it together in some way. To make something new and different. You can reshape it if you want, or you can just add your piece to a collage of what everybody else is doing. Whatever you choose. Okay. Well, you're welcome to reshape them. If you want to reshape it, you're welcome to form it into something else. All right, so now, is there any group that would like to share what their, except for you all, is there any other group? You have a manger. Oh, cool. All right, a manger, and a star, and a cross. Awesome, awesome. Does anybody else want to share what their group is about? Yes. Okay, everybody listen. Cross. Heart. Oh, canoe for... Woo! Okay, everybody all at once. Ooh, ah, ee. You have a disaster. Isn't it funny, though, how disasters always turn out just great, though? A pond, a swan, and a cloud with silver lining. See, that is a positive way to think. Anyone else up there want to share? Anyone? Okay. Okay, I have a couple questions for you this morning. How is the way we reshape the foil like the way we are reshaped in life? How is the way we reshape the foil like the way we are reshaped in life? Huh? Pretty messy? Yeah?
Unrecognizable
when you're going through it especially, right? What? We try to control instead of letting God control, okay? Helped each other. Okay, anybody up there want to share? You don't like change. So how is that wait till the next question. Let's go move on to the next question. How is the way we reshape the foil different than the way we are reshaped in life? How about that?